patrons were wounded and had to be hospitalized. On the same day, 11 people, 7 men and 4 women, sustained gunshot wounds in Mayor Fitzgerald Square in Newtown after shots were fired at the revelers from what's believed to be the M2 double-decker bridge. Suspects in both incidents are still not known and a manhunt is underway. And finally, multiple U.S. officials and the prime ministers of Canada and the U.K. now all say that the Ukrainian airline plane that crashed on Wednesday was shot down by Iran. American military and intelligence officers have been analyzing satellite and radar data, which they say shows 2 surface-to-air missiles striking the plane. All 176 people on the plane were killed. Many of them were Canadian passport holders. Canada's prime minister, Justin Trudeau.
We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. This may well have been unintentional. This new information reinforces the need for a thorough investigation.
Gold is trading at $1,547.07 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 23 cents, 15 rands 81 cents to the euro, and 18.60 to the pound. A partly cloudy day in store for Gauteng with showers and thunder showers, a low of 17 degrees, peaking at around 26 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning: Chicken Licken, Kwa Mam Kize, Luther Van Ross, and NetBank 2020. Top story on the UJFM news desk: more mixed messages from the ANC as Eskom confirms a fresh belt of power cuts as stage one has been implemented.
What, you know what, I wasn't even gonna play anything. I'm just gonna get straight to the music because you're just depressing everybody this morning. Whatever stage it is at, we don't want to know.
Yeah. I used to feel like